In females, the responsibilities of raising a young family, having a job in the current socioeconomic state in our country where there are many more single family households, where females are sole responsible for raising children and for bringing in an income, there is more stress associated with that. Also, females tend to be more involved with caring for an older, aging parent. So taking care of themselves, that's becoming a secondary issue.
Was stress already thought to be a problem in recovery from a heart attack, or perhaps even leading to a heart attack?
The literature that's been published so far, stress like job loss, financial hardship, has been proven to be a risk factor for a heart attack.
Are women more susceptible to heart attacks than men?
Not necessarily more susceptible. Women who develop a heart attack at the same age as men would tend to be more ill, would tend to have more illnesses. In general, heart disease occurs earlier in men, the average age of 45, and in females would be a decade later or after menopause. So younger females who do have heart disease tend to have other comorbidities, will be diabetics, will be maybe smokers, will have other chronic illnesses that would contribute to their overall poor cardiovascular health.
What does this say at this point about treatment of women with heart attacks?
It may be important to address this issue as well, not just the medications that we prescribe and not just recommending, yes, you need to see the dietitian, change what you eat, but also how much stress is in your life, what is going on in your life, who is your social support system, do you have enough help dealing with childcare, dealing with your parent that you're caring for. So maybe we as doctors should start thinking about a more integrative approach where we involve maybe psychologists, maybe social workers.
From the beginning as opposed to after having had a heart attack?
I believe should be once you see a patient that has any risk factors for heart disease, you should start addressing these issues before the heart attack occurs.
So when you're working with patients, let's say after a heart attack, do you get into this with them about what their lifestyle is like as part of their recovery?
I do. It usually happens the days following the heart attack, and then at follow-up visits in the office when the emphasis is again on preventing a heart attack to recur.
I'm curious what their reaction is. Do they begin to think or see, maybe I could have prevented this, or I didn't realize things were as bad as they are?
Some are still in denial even after the fact. But for the most part, I've been successful at getting people to change at least a little bit their lifestyle. And if you take the time to explain why and what they should do, but I think many people will take that advice. And it just has to be repeated and reemphasized over and over. It's not enough to be a one-time intervention. It's a cardiovascular disease is a lifelong problem. I think this needs to be addressed at every visit, like, and not just for cardiovascular disease. I think overall health would be impacted in a positive way if we lowered the level of stress in our lives.
Dr. Kruger, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.